Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and a guy named Matt Leinart. And the fourth is a guy from the Chicago game against Arizona, Brian Urlacher, who always seems to be, like a Teddy Bruschi, in the right place at the right time. Tell me what you've seen in terms of this newfound respect for the preparation and the discipline, starting first with Tom Brady.
Well, Brady is the golden boy. I mean, Brady's got three rings. Whatever else you want to say about Brady, whatever his stats are in comparison, say, to Peyton Manning, Peyton Manning has no rings. And Tom Brady has three, and he was able to go out there essentially as a rookie, I believe, in his second year when Drew Bledsoe got hurt and led his team all the way and won the Super Bowl. It's like the classic understudy story of all time. So I have enormous respect for a guy being in the right place in the right time and making the most of it. And as I've said on TV a bunch of times, he's got the hot girlfriend, so that's good.
That always helps. And then what about Peyton Manning? Many people now, including myself, believe that this is clearly a more complete Peyton Manning, sort of like a Mozart who has understood all the instruments on the field and also the things that can go wrong. It seems as if he's more ready than ever.
Well, you know, you played football. I didn't, and I don't know that. He's a great player, and he was a great player in college where he never won the national championship, and I don't think ever beat Florida either. He's a great player in the NFL, an MVP player who's never gotten to the final game. So however good he is, there's two things you can learn from this. One is that you can't do it alone. And two is that, you know, his career, if he never wins a Super Bowl, his career will be judged in the way that people like Dan Marino's careers are judged, and they'll be found to have a hole in the resume. And no matter what his individual numbers are, he's never going to be considered the equal to, say, a Joe Montana. I mean, that's sad and perhaps unfair, but that's the way of life.
And what about his boss, Tony Dungy? Do you think Tony is getting the kind of respect he deserves? It's always about the intelligence of a Peyton Manning, Tony Kornheiser, but what about his boss?
Oh, well, I mean, didn't he invent that entire defense that everybody in the league uses now at Tampa Bay? Didn't he invent the cover two? Doesn't Mike Tomlin, the coordinator for Minnesota, doesn't he call it the Dungy two? I mean, I think Tony Dungy will be very honored. I think that people will have enormous sympathy for him because of what happened in his family last year. But again, as with everybody else, coach or player, if they're going to give away one trophy at the end of the year, you got to win it.
And you're working towards a trophy when you know you're always going to be compared against a guy named Howard Cosell. You know, my first game was for the Patriots in 1978, Sunday night, primetime, with Frank Gifford, Dandy Don Meredith, and Howard Cosell.
Right.
Do you feel that there is something to be learned from the role that he took in that situation with the other two personalities?
Well, I'm never going to be as good. I'm never going to do it as long as he did it. I'm never going to be as good as him. I'm not as smart as him. I would never be as bombastic as him. I mean, I'm just not. You know, anytime people compare me even unfavorably to Cosell, I'm sort of pleased because I think he's the best whoever did it. But, you know, you have to have magic in a booth. I think that people who watch PTI understand that Wilbon and I have that. And you just can't manufacture it in 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 games. Tirico and Theismann and I were thrown together. And it's how whatever it is now, it'll probably get better, but it doesn't happen instantaneously. It just doesn't.
Okay, I asked you about Peyton Manning. I asked you about Brady. What about a Leinart versus an Urlacher? You know, a very different thing. We just got a minute left in this segment. Who do you think is the guy that prepares better?
I don't know about preparation. Urlacher is an all-pro for many, many years, and he's a better player at his position now than Leinart is. 5 years from now, maybe Leinart will be as good as a quarterback as Urlacher is as a linebacker, but Urlacher looks like a Hall of Fame guy right now.